Artists, inventors, and volunteers are grinding and welding steel into a giant 50-foot-tall humpback whale and baby calf. They're at The Generator, a co-working art space inside an industrial warehouse in Sparks. One of those volunteers is Michael Roger, known simply as Dreamer. A few months ago, he and his fiance were on their way to Oregon when they made a split-second decision to join the crew working on the project known as the Space Whale.
We see the exit, and it was literally coming up in a minute, and we just talked it over, and we're like, oh my gosh, okay. And then we just took the exit, and, you know, like, our hearts are racing, we get excited, and it was just, it's cool to live a life where you can just choose things like that.
Dreamer and many others have put in countless hours over the past 3 months to build this true-to-scale whale.
It's basically our connection to nature and to animals, and that we have to be responsible in our actions because that affects other parts of the world as well.
There's been a lot of hype about this project because it's partly funded by electronic music producer Skrillex and will have stained glass designed by world-renowned artist Android Jones. But it's not the only large-scale installation being built at The Generator. Andrew Benson, a New Zealand artist, has been working on an homage to his country's largest insect, the giant weta. Think a big grasshopper with spiny legs.
We wanted to do something that was uniquely New Zealand and also that was going to look really cool. And so this kind of fits the bill, yeah.
Now, picture that grasshopper 20 feet long, made of steel, and with fire shooting out of its antennae. That's this project. But, as Benson says, there's actually more to it.
The mechanism that locks the back end, and I'm glad this is the radio because no one can see it, but there's a hidden latch. So if you can figure out where it is and how to get in, you can. It's not going to be obvious.
Okay.
You got to figure out how to get in there.
A champion of this type of art is Christine Fay, who founded the City of Reno's Arts and Culture Commission 25 years ago. She says she's been seeing more of these large-scale installations at Burning Man in recent years.
The first time I went in 2000, there were fewer pieces of art, and fewer pieces of really enormous art. I mean, you know, art that's 80 feet tall. It's just the volume of people is so palpable and noticeable, but then also the creativity of everyone.
Fay says that at its core, Burning Man gives people a chance to not just view art, but to participate in it, something she's noticing less of with the bigger crowds of late.
When it was smaller, it struck me that people were more communal. And now that it's so big, I have the sense that there are more people that are out there as spectators.
Back at The Generator, UK-based artist Arthur Mamoumani is actually counting on crowd participation for his project, Tangential Dreams. It's a giant wooden spiraling structure assembled with thousands of vertical planks that have people's dreams stenciled onto them. Mamoumani says he hopes people will continue to write on the structure before the end of the week when it gets burned, a process he's meticulously planned for.
We have like little gaps where we're going to put bottles full of fuel, so it's going to explode at intervals, regular intervals. So we're almost designing this as a kind of performance piece to make it burn in a really beautiful, choreographed way.
Purposely burning something you've worked on for months might seem stressful, but not for Mamoumani.
I personally find it quite therapeutic. I feel like that's the end of something, so I'm actually quite okay with it.
After Tangential Dreams burns and the festival is over, the Space Whale will travel around the world to 6 countries, while the giant weta will head back to New Zealand to take part in the regional Kiwi Burn. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Noah Glick.